Cardiff Carnival 25th Anniversary Project. Interviewer, Steve Fletcher. Location, Swicker Office, Market House. Today's date is the 28th of September 2015. And the interviewee is Leon Jones. Leon, for the record, would you be kind enough to spell your name in full?
My name is Leon Jones, L-E-O-N-J-O-N-E-S.
Thank you very much indeed. How did you become involved in the Cardiff Carnival workshops and the camp?
Well, it all came about. I work for the Department of Works and Pensions, the DWP, and we have something called the Community 10,000 Project, where the DWP tries to volunteer 10,000 working days per year to support various charities. And this opportunity came up. Our team had requested to go on a team building type event, and this turned up, and we thought, well, that's fantastic. We just jumped at the chance. First of all, we got offered, it was an allotment in Abergavenny, which no one could reach. We pleasantly declined that offer. But obviously, this
you can come round in my garden if you want, Leon.
I've given up on the allotment now. But yeah, I wouldn't have minded that, but it was just too far away. And this came up, and we just thought, well, what a fantastic day out. It was great. So we went through our Community 10,000 officer. We met Adrian there on the day.
Lovely.
Very welcoming. They were all there in the yellow T-shirts.
Yeah.
I think it was me and seven of my team.
Yeah.
We all just kind of rolled up. We did not know what to expect. But to be honest, everyone was really welcoming. Given our shortcomings and our lack of creativity, you trusted us with the old
Glue guns and staple guns.
And we were away.
Oh, that's fantastic. We were away. No major accidents or incidents? No ambulances called in the glue gunning of costumes? Or
we were sadly lacking. We did disappoint in there as well, really. I'm sure your team may be looking for some kind of injuries, practice the old first aid, no, for Tim just about. But yeah, it was a fantastic day. We did, I spent all day, well, most of the day, tasseling. I did get to work on some of the engineering work, as you call it.
Yeah.
Putting some wires on some, I think, big massive wing type things.
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't know what to call them, but you know, they were some big old outfits, and just phenomenal. And so we see the work that went into some of the outfits was great. I know Gethin and Tim on the table next to me, when I got stuck with a glue gun and just a bag full of tassels, because that's all I could be trusted with. They were putting together full lion's heads, and I was thinking, there's a pecking order here, and I've obviously been filtered to the bottom end of the gene pool. But it was still good.
Yeah.
And everyone had a fantastic day.
That's amazing. So you've been to the Carnival camp with your whole team. For those people who perhaps may never go to a Carnival camp, what's it feel like? What are the noises? What are the sounds? Who else is there? Who did you feel was around you, sort of taking advantage of this opportunity from the wider community,
well,
as we put it?
It was quite surreal, really, because we thought, well, we arrived by 10 o'clock and said, right, get ready, because at 12 o'clock, everything's going to happen. It's like, oh, there we go. Then make the most of that glue gun right now. Make the most of this space you've got right now, because at 12 o'clock, everyone turns up and
the doors open to the public at midday, and you've had it. Yeah.
But really, we went in. We did settle in, which was quite nice, that little buffer. And then when people did start arriving, it was children from the local community.
Yeah.
And I think there was a local deaf group that were there.
Yeah, very much so. The Cardiff Deaf Club.
Settle table.
Yeah.
But each little table had their own kind of area of work, their own little part of the outfits to do.
Yeah.
And everyone knew their job, whatever. And everyone really did work as a team. It's phenomenal, really. The energy was great. And for me, coming from an office environment or something like that, the energy is completely different. It was sort of organised chaos, but Adrian, fair play to him, he seemed to know where he was going and where everyone needed to be.
Yeah.
And everyone just contributed. Everyone was really positive, going where they needed to be doing what they needed to be doing. Okay, maybe someone wanted a Guggen and they couldn't get it at that point, but wait a couple of minutes, everyone was happy as Larry.
That's fantastic.
It was great. The energy was great.
Yeah.
And one of the things we did take out of it, which was phenomenal, because one of the ladies on the team, she said, oh, come and tell us about all the dancing and stuff. Tell you what, hour later, we were in the back, putting her through our paces. I tell you,
so you had movement as well, like,
oh,
so,
yeah. It was comedy gold, and the lady who kind of attempted to train us,
yeah,
in a manner of herding cats and kind of throwing us on. It was horrific, but it was comedy gold, and for us, it was just a day out.
and we would encourage anyone else to do it. For maybe for a speaker, it was just another day in the office. But for us, that's probably as a break from the office and a day out and kind of a volunteering experience.
You couldn't beat it.
Could not beat it.
At the risk of asking you a personal question, have you managed to wash all the glitter off yet now or not?
I did get that comment when I got home.
You're looking particularly sparkly today, Leon. Yeah.
Well, I thought the jazz hands would have shaken it off. But apparently not.
No, there's there's still a few in the core team who, when they're showering, they find it in their belly button lint. Well, but, enough of these personal comments.
I didn't get to strip down that far. I did get to try on some of the outfits and do a bit of the old shaky, but yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, it's been great to talk to you. Lovely to get an insight into what happens when volunteers from this case, the Department of Works and Pensions, come to the Carnival Camp. I have to say, as the organiser of the whole shebang, as it were, that people like yourself and you know, your fellow team members who volunteer to help us, invaluable. You know, days when we know that we've got those extra pairs of hands. You know, Adrian, who has to factor in so many different things. It does look like a riot of colour. Yes, absolutely. But we, those days, there's always a spike in creativity when we have volunteers and teams of volunteers like yourself on board. So on behalf of Cardiff Carnival and all it seeks to serve, and to future generations who will be listening to this further down the line, yep. Can I say, Leon Jones, you're a carnival hero. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.